Здравствуйте, дорогие друзья, мы говорим с каббалистом Михаилом.
Dear friends, the news with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Eichmann. Hello. Larry King, a legendary icon, died at the age of 80 of coronavirus. He took more than 40,000 interviews, got into the Book of Guinness. When other hosts were emotional, asked questions, interrupted, he was very calm, asked questions, asked what do you think, and listened. It was amazing. Among his speakers were all the U.S. presidents, starting with Nixon, Margaret Thatcher, Putin, Frank Sinatra, Marlon Brando, Mike Tyson, Paul McCartney, and you, Dr. Michael Eichmann. Yeah, I remember. I remember how at the end of the talk with you, he said, I want to talk to him some more, extend the time. So, well, first of all, if you can recall him a bit, but especially the ability to listen that he had, Dr. Eichmann. Yeah, he knew how to show his partner that they're talking, Simeon, that he's important, that the partner is important, Dr. Eichmann. Yes, he listened, and even though at first on his part I didn't feel any special interest from him toward me, but practically after about 10 minutes, even less, I can't exactly remember, he started changing. He started immersing into the atmosphere. He started living in it himself, experiencing it. Simeon, and even he showed it, that he was emotional. And Dr. Eichmann, yes, it was very interesting. You could see an elderly person, elderly Jew, not Jewish or anything, not religious, but he's familiar with everything. Where is he from? Simeon, his mom is from Belarus and his dad is from Austria or something like that. Dr. Eichmann, yeah, it's felt that it's somewhere from there. According to his understanding, interest, his ability to identify, sympathize with. And, of course, I have a very good impression of him left. It's a shame that we couldn't continue that talk. We were in a rush to catch a plane. And afterwards, he had problems with his health, the health of his family, something. And when I told him how things are going to be and how things are, and it amazed him, even though that he experienced many things throughout life, still he was amazed by it. Simeon, you told a bit about what's going to happen with America. Dr. Eichmann, yeah, he understood everything. And on the other hand, he understood that there are many things that he can't change. He's more of a commentator. Simeon. Well, we have videos of it and everything. We'll make good videos. Still, I'd like to ask, in general, the ability to listen to another, the talent to listen to another. In general, maybe not specifically him, but Dr. Eichmann, the ability to listen is God-given gift. Who knows how to listen nowadays? No one knows how to listen. Even psychologists, the main thing for them is to insert in you what they think, and that's that. They don't work on making inner contact with their patients or whoever they're talking to or interviewing and so on. Simeon, so it's a talent, Dr. Eichmann. Yes, this is what made him famous. And the thing is that if it seemed to me that he prepares himself in advance for an interview and he has many people that, an entire team that do the research and write about that person and he understand who's he going to talk to and in advance, he looks for the ins and outs and how to approach. With me, he didn't have all these things. We had nothing appointed in advance. We as if fell on this talk unexpectedly.
В Лос Анджелесе.
We found ourselves in Los Angeles.
И он решил встретиться.
И решили встретиться.
And we decided to meet.
Послали ему извещение об этом, что я.
And we sent him notice that I'm willing to meet. And he had a very busy morning, and a close person was in hospital. But I'm not going to talk about it because that's my business. But still, he had to, and still he agreed. He annulled and came to this meeting. And Simeon, and even extended it. Dr. Lightman, it was said that he's ready for 15 minutes tops. And eventually it was a serious talk. And I practically answered questions that interested him. And by no means as an interviewer, but as a person who wants to better understand life a bit, better understand what's going on in his life, with his career, with his worldview. He understood me. He didn't have this automatic inclusion in what he needs and everything else isn't important like usual reporters have. No, he absorbed all this for him. That's amazing, because the person he was supposed 80. That's how it was. Simeon, what do you think? The main qualities of a host. Well, Larry King is gone, but there are others. And the main qualities of an interviewer, what should they be? He was very serious. I don't know about interviewers in general. It's an entire problem. It's a profession. But, Simeon, in order to open a person up, what do you need to know? Dr. Lightman, for this you have to penetrate that person. You don't have to unravel him, because then you are unraveling him. And therefore he's like a child in your hands. He's very kind of superficial. It's not his inner essence. You have to make it so that a person will unravel, unfold by himself. And in such a way that he will start unfolding everything, and even such things that he never thought that he could talk about. And this is something that he was able to do. Simeon, he asks a question and as if annuls himself, moves back. Dr. Lightman, not only that he as if annuls himself, but he wants to enter the person that he's speaking with, to identify with him, to be with him. Not just to, you know, sympathize, but and not to see that, and not to catch him on something or to show that you're unraveling him. But with Larry King, I felt that this is a person who's really interested in understanding me, Simeon, and that's the most important thing. Dr. Lightman, yes. And when I talked to him about it, he had problems back then, like I said, with a close person who was in the hospital, who was very ill. He canceled, he disconnected from that, and he permeated or entered what I told him. It was more powerful to him than his personal problem. It was very interesting for him to be together, and he didn't let me go. He held me by the hand. I simply understood that he had to. I understood that from here he's going to the hospital, but still, it was very impressive. It's more of like I interviewed him, even though that it's not my talent or anything, but it turns out that he was impressed by me from completely different things, but I was also impressed with him by this twist that he can make. he remained a person. Probably he went through many things in life. He went through the school of life. Simeon, he saw everyone and everything. Dr. Lightman, yeah, for him, they're not a problem. I think that for him, the most interesting thing was to talk to me. Simeon, to make some kind of a conclusion out of life. Dr. Lightman. Yeah, what can you say? May he rest in peace.
Вот молодой парнишка, независимый разработчик игр.
A young fellow developed a video game called 2020, dedicated to, as he says, the crazy 2020 year, worst in history. You're led to re-experience 2020, recall the events of that year, to go through the fires in Australia, like presidential elections in the U.S., the demand for toilet paper and food, the different American movements and protests, and so on and so forth. You can bypass the obstacles. You can prevent them, avoid them. I'm not familiar with this game, but probably you can make some other kind of decision, suddenly change destiny, fate. What do you think? Maybe it's good to create such a game to go back and know in advance what mistakes not to make. Dr. Lightman, I think that it's an idea. Maybe this way we should also make a parallel game. Very good, that maybe he showed us this idea. We have to think about how to do it. Yeah, it's very interesting. Simeon, what does it give, actually? Dr. Lightman, well, a game shows you the possible future, and you're included within it, willingly or unwillingly. You are opposed to it, or you justify it, this game. And here you can play out several options of a preferable future. And see, does it suit you? Does it suit your world of perception, emotions? Simeon, the European leaders, Trump, could see what mistakes they made. Dr. Lightman, they're losing in all these things. The thing is that they have no idea what is it leading all to. What are the laws of nature? This lack of understanding of theirs, this actually, well, kills them. Simeon, were you given such a game? What would you change in 2020? What would you twist, turn? What button would you push? Maybe in a person's consciousness, maybe some event. Dr. Lightman, I'd set in front of a person completely different conditions, not the one that he puts. I'd include there different development of the pandemic that is more oriented or directed at something. Simeon, you're playing this game, 2020. Dr. Lightman, right here on the spot. Simeon, yeah, why not? Dr. Lightman, well, it's all based on forcing people to come closer together. Simeon, the pandemic. Dr. Lightman, yes. Simeon, so what should be the solution? Dr. Lightman, the virus is, it shows us our separation. The actual antivirus is what?
Наше вынужденное силовое сближение, которое мы должны над собой
провести. Our need to forcefully come closer together, Simeon. So this is what you turn in that game, the law of connection, Dr. Lightman. Imagine that we have to come closer, that you have to feel closer to others, so much so, not that simply you remain sitting in your chair someplace. But you have to feel that you are in their life, they're in your life, and for you to intermingle. So it's in thought, it's in decisions, it's in everything. Yes, for everything to intermix in this world, Simeon, and for everything to start coming closer, Dr. Lightman. Yes, and you'll see how much closer it's becoming, and in that, you have to find yourself. How do you relate to this? How is it supposed to happen? How do you want to work at it? It's a game that's happening right in front of you, right? And how is it possible to do all of this? Because I wanna remain in the past. No, but I have to come closer. But I can't. Maybe this way to bypass these things somehow, maybe like in a game that I can buy some tricks, some something and not do anything. Simeon, so all these thoughts that I don't wanna get closer. And Dr. Lightman, our entire life is a game, Simeon. So you take a playing person and bring him to this state. But I see that actually this is your main decision for everything, Dr. Lightman. Well, it's me. I more or less understand what steps are there in this game. Only that humanity a bit depends, and by the way, not that much, on how will it go through these things. Simeon, in all these problems, with the lack of food that we experience, empty supermarkets, the U.S. elections, this, that, this is the only thing that you can do, the thought about coming closer, Dr. Lightman, only coming closer, connecting. If we do that, everything pans out correctly, works out fine, even though that it might not seem to us that way. It's very interesting. Simeon, suppose some president, one of the presidents, would play this game, and he'd have to take a decision. Dr. Lightman, he would have turned his government into a platform where you can see, show what happens when people come together. I don't know. I don't see such countries, maybe in Russia. It doesn't exactly matter where. Dr. Lightman, for that there's need for an upper desire, a person who can show the people that this is where we're headed. Simeon, only toward connection. Dr. Lightman, yes. And then we show the entire world that this is the way to salvation. Simeon, and then the well-being of the country and of the world. Dr. Lightman, in the near future, we're going to see how it's going to happen one way or another. Simeon, so a leader also has to think about the world, Dr. Lightman, necessarily. He can't think only about his country. And then his actions will really be directed toward connection, closeness, Simeon. And then people will remember him as something good, Dr. Lightman. Yeah, but even though that in our time, we see that the world can simply rise to the next degree without taking into consideration who were you, what were you. Simeon, that's simply, there's added ego all the time. Dr. Lightman, everything's going to be fine. The main thing is, the quicker, the better. Simeon, so you like this game. Dr. Lightman, yeah, a lot. Simeon, you'd recommend people to play it. Dr. Lightman, I'd recommend it because our participation in it, even if it's incorrect, it's not thought through properly. There's no serious interaction with upper force here. Still, it speeds up the process, increases its pace, and as a result, we will more quickly come out of this entire state. It depends only on our heading, on us heading toward connection. Simeon, question from Instagram. This is from a person who started studying with us, listening. She writes, I'm a dancer. I'm 31. I work with children and came to the conclusion that the main principle for me is not to harm or break a child. Dancing is not about dancing, but it's about what can I teach children for their future life. My question is, how should I help them find themselves in the future? How not to break or kill the uniqueness that they come to me with? How to understand what that child needs from me if he came to me? Because there are those that are very talented, and there are those that... That's not, for them it's preferable not to take dancing at all, but we find ourselves together, not just so. So, if you can help. Dr. Lightman. Okay, so the answer is, first of all those that come to you, they come because they're brought to you by the upper force. There is nothing that happens by chance. Therefore, you have to appreciate a child not only because he's suitable for dancing or something, but in that he was brought to you. And therefore, your next step is very important, because to the measure to which he'll leave at a certain point, but that he came to you and left you, also that can play a big role in their life. Simeon, then he becomes an educator. Dr. Layton, yes, you already participate in their fate. Therefore, you have to make it so that the way he sees dancing and your art that he'll have be left with a positive impression about it, even if it's something that'll pass, even if it was something short and temporary. The next thing is try to create an impression in him that dancing forms a person, because a person wants to express himself through dance. And dance, we can say that it's the most ancient and most basic expression of yourself. Look at primitive nations, how they dance around the fire with one another. It's all how animals do it. It's all dance. It's not like talk that was created later on, but dance. And animals understand each other this way, even if they're not of the same species. They feel each other. They understand how the clouds move, the plants move, fish, birds, themselves. Dance is an inner expression of the aspiration of the soul, the present and the future. It's a very serious language of nature. The most, I'd say, from all those that exist on the level of our world, it's the most natural one. Simeon, so this is a very serious art, Dr. Lightman. Yeah, you see? Ballet. We have to study it because it's not our language, but ballet can express completely any desires, expressions, experiences, everything can be expressed through ballet. No poem, no need to say anything. If it's a real action, then any movement of the tiny finger or something else, turning your head, means something. It's an entire science. We know that there is the science of mimic and gestures, and it's all related to a person's nature and where he lives and so on. It's a very deep talk, I think, to discover a person through his movements. It's very far from us today. We're blocked from all this. Or if there is, instead of that, there's ballet. Dr. Lightman. Yeah, it's, you know, too far. Simeon, it's too far. It's too, Dr. Lightman. And this is the expression of the soul. Simeon, a look, a step, a something. Yeah. Dr. Lightman, by that you can amaze a person, stun him, draw him to yourself, conquer him. Semyon, beautiful. Did you ever take dancing? Dr. Leighton, never. Never, I simply understand it, and of course, I have some kind of inner longing that it's missing. Semyon, so we have to tell ego that this is great art, what he's doing. Dr. Leighton, we can talk a lot about this, because it's not about the different periods in history, you know. You can, if you compare ballet and something very ancient and something very contemporary, it's not about that. It's actually a language, the language of the soul. Semyon, he's asking how to keep the uniqueness of every child. Dr. Leighton, this I can't imagine. I'm not so into it, and I don't even want to talk about it, because for that, you have to be a very serious teacher to take only a few students and no more, the way it was done by ancient sages. They didn't take many students. Of course, there were like Rabbi Akiva, but actually it was 2-3 people, and he studied with them. That's it. So I think that real ballet, actually, maybe it really is so. The first, second, third, and so on. Semyon, you're comparing it to sages again. Dr. Leighton, it's because it's a language, actually. I'm not talking about contemporary ballet. I'm talking about what can be expressed through movement. Semyon, so by teaching dance, you can raise a sage. Dr. Leighton, it's not dancing. It's how to converse with other people. This is what it's all about. This is what the correction of the world is about. So dance, the way the Wisdom of Kabbalah talks about it, it's something very exalted. Semyon, so it's actually coming closer. Dr. Leighton, yes, emotionally, without words, even without music. It's an expression in which there's nothing coercive, even though that words and music can supplement, but through the right movements, gestures of the body, that's enough. You see that animals, that's, they're all in that. One animal sees another and they understand each other. They start interacting. Semyon, what should be the goal of the teacher? Of a teacher that teaches, suppose, this language of dance? Dr. Leighton, it's also a very specific language, because you can't tie this to a person. Semyon, this is the individuality of a person. Dr. Leighton, yeah, you can't, any kind of language, it forces a person, you force him to express himself in that way. But in dancing, if a person completely lets himself go, then he can express himself and others will understand him because he's expressing himself. Semyon, so the role of a teacher is for a student to be in and of himself, not to suppress him or anything. Dr. Leighton, precisely in setting him free of any external limitations. Semyon, that's truly great. Dr. Leighton, I think that we'll come to that. Semyon, you're a poet of the language of dance. Dr. Leighton, I never talked about this, but you're forcing me to. Semyon, I think Igor got his answer. But this is really, Dr. Leighton, and it's not mass culture or anything, because it doesn't lead people to something banal. It's not a language like in, when they, in ballet, when they dance, they express certain, they tell like a story, they through certain fixed motions. Here you don't have that. Simeon, hear where Dr. Lightman and what I'm talking about. Here a person is individual, is as an individual, like that ballet dancer that expresses himself. Then here you have to, that's how it should be. Simeon, well, it's something that you can't teach, I don't know. Dr. Lightman, no, it's not teaching. You only teach others how to relieve yourself of your inner limitations, but then a person expresses himself. And there's nothing else here. Others should simply, as much as possible, annul themselves, enter themselves, enter their understanding of their inner experience, and then you'll understand what are they dancing. Simeon, so it's a certain dance, it's Dr. Lightman, and they have to understand this, and Dr. Lightman, without music, without words, without anything, only movements.
Simeon,
beautiful. Dr. Lightman, look how birds, animals interact. Simeon, yeah, the big animals like tigers that play around, cats like this. Thank you. That's